Hello there, and welcome to Spencer and Cliff's Drinking with Spencer and Cliff's podcast.
Yep,
the first annual ever podcast.
Congratulations, folks.
You're the first to hear it, and probably the last.
Yep.
Kind of give you guys an idea. It's just me and Spencer.
We're on the back porch.
We're on the back porch, Spencer's house, and we got a couple drinks. We got a guitar. And we just have a lot to talk about, and that's really why we started the podcast, because we feel like we need to express ourselves, and we don't have a lot of ways to do that.
We don't have friends, so we're hoping you'll be our friends.
Yep, so if you subscribe to us...
Subscribe.
That's a tech term, if you subscribe to our podcast.
Podcast, yeah.
You know, it'll download to your little iPhone every single morning, and you'll be able to listen to us on the way to work, or while you're in the shower, or... you know, while you're beating your kids.
Beating your kids.
And so this will help you through the day. You know, we...
Why don't you start off... I think you need to start off by telling the people at home what we've been drinking and what we're drinking now.
Right. So we started off... we had a couple beers.
Nice and easy.
Yeah, we actually went to the world-renowned Chez Pierre, who just opened back up across the street.
Really excited about that.
Just a small hometown business, and he
nice pizzeria.
Yeah, he makes homemade pizza and other Italian treats for the locals here, and he makes the famous Ranchkin, which you'll hear us talk about a lot.
We love Ranchkins. It's a ranch bacon calzone that Mr. Pierre likes to call the Ranchkin. It's very filling and very delicious.
It's fantastic. It really is. It's just a modern-day twist on a classic calzone, and they're huge. And that's what we get every time. But enough about the Ranchkin. If you guys end up going to Chez Pierre, you got to get a Ranchkin. But yeah, so we've been drinking a little bit of beer, a little bit of vodka.
Yeah, we're celebrating. This is our first podcast. It's time to whip out the big shit.
Right.
And vodka of choice is Pinnacle,
right.
Or Pinnacle.
It's Pinnacle, yeah. It's pronounced Pinnacle.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah. And we just want to kind of go through some things we've been thinking about and talk about them. And I think the most pressing issue, especially today, has been Tinder.
I mean, we've...
Tinder
all day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely been the highlight of my day and month.
Yeah, and we both have pretty opposing views on Tinder. And you know what? If any of you listeners have an opinion,
we'd love to hear.
Yeah, just email us. You know, we'd love to hear from you and maybe discuss it some more. But you know, I think Spencer has the view where he is all about Tinder. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. But I have the view where it's a little bit creepy, and it destroys relationships in the long run, your ability to form a relationship.
I'm gonna
with
stop
a woman.
You. I'm gonna stop you right there,
yeah,
Cliff.
Please
and
do
I'm gonna
that.
I'm gonna stake my case here for the Tinder mobile app. It's wonderful, really. If you go to the bars, you know, if you're like me, you go to the bar, you get a couple drinks. I mean, when I go to the bar, I go there to get drinks, and if I meet a girl, that's great. That's even better.
That's bullshit. You go to the bar explicitly to meet chicks.
That is a definite motivator, but I mean, if I don't meet them, it's not going to be the end of the world, okay? But I will be going home a little sad, so...
Yeah.
But
that's where
Tinder
comes
in.
If you guys don't know what Tinder is, it's basically an app that hooks up to your Facebook, and it shows you pictures of people that live near you, and you can either like their photo or not like it. If you like it, and then that person... likes your photo, then you can enter into a conversation and maybe meet up.
The goal of the app is to hook up people.
Basically, yeah. There's no other goal other than that. And basically, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but the way I'm thinking, I don't think Tinder's been around long enough to know this, but I think if like you use Tinder a lot to hook up with chicks, that it's going to hinder your ability in the future to be able to, like, actually maybe date a chick.
You'll probably catch some STDs as well. I mean, I'm not, like, vouching for Tinder with my life. I'm not going to meet my soulmate on Tinder. But if you're a young guy and you're not looking for love, it's a great app because there's girls that are just like that. They just want to hook up, and it's great.
But I feel like most girls would not admit that, though. Like, they're not gonna straight up, like, if you ask them, like, hey, do you have a Tinder?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just like to meet people on there, you know, it's cool, like, I'm in town, it's fun to meet people, and it's like, Tinder's so easy to use, and it hooks up
bullshit.
With people. It's like bullshit. Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know what you're doing yeah. if you get a Tinder. There's no jokes. It's, you're there, you're trying to bone.
Yeah, and that's been proven, because if you see people you know on Tinder, they're not going to like you back, because they don't want you to know that
yeah,
they have
exactly.
a Tinder.
And that's the most awkward of all time, is when somebody, yeah, you see somebody you know. Or if you've, like, actually tried to talk to that person in real life, and then, oh, that's a sweet sound of a pinnacle being poured. Yeah, it's straight from the motherland of Russia. Pinnacle was, it was distilled in Russia.
It's actually France.
Oh. No, I think that, that spells Russia.
It says France imported.
It's imported.
From France.
Oh, I think it's Russia. Anyways.
Jesus Christ.
That's, I'm not advocating for Tinder, we're not saying it's a bad thing. All we're saying, I'm kind of grouping you in with me here.
No,
all I'm
no.
saying, because I have a different view, I'm just saying, I think that if you use it habitually, mm-hmm. that it can turn out to maybe screw up some,
long-term
skills. Aspirations, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
When you have Tinder, you don't even, you know, you don't make an effort to go out and, like, meet people.
Well, what's the point when you have Tinder?
Up. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Well, a Tinder,
it kind of turns you antisocial, dude.
It kind of does that. I'm not going to say it doesn't. You can't take it too seriously, folks. You have to stay in tune with reality. But, at the same time, when you're on Tinder and you match with someone else that likes your photos...
It is a good feeling.
It's a good feeling. It says, wow, they like me. I know they like me because they liked my photo. Now I can talk to them with confidence
yeah.
because I know that they are already into me. And so then, you know, you can just start it off on a good note.
That's a good point.
Instead of blowing it at the bar.
That's a good point. Yeah. But I feel like that humiliation of, like, walking up to somebody, like a chick, and, like, talking to her, and then her just, like, not being down for it at all, it makes you grow a little bit as a person.
It does. I mean, you need that deny.
Yeah.
Denial.
Yeah.
But,
All if you have, like, think about it this way. If all you get is success on Tinder, like, time and time again, because, remember, you only speak with people that like your photo, too. Like, you're not going to be able to function in the real world, because you're going to have that feeling, like, you walk up to a chick and she's automatically going to like you.
Well, I don't
think...
It's
like real-life Tinder.
Well, come on. I don't think these people are getting on Tinder at the age of 5. These people have been through those stages already. They're adults. But at this... I mean... You go through a long period of time of not talking to anybody because nobody's liking you.
That's how Spencer's Tinder works.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but yes. So.
So.
That's how it yeah, works.
If you don't know about Tinder, you know, it might be a good time to check it out, see how it works for you. And let us know. Because
let us know how your experience goes. We want to hear it.
Yeah, we're basically online disc jockeys right now. Recording podcasts.
Yes.
Becoming men. And, yeah, I mean, I think we've been harping on Tinder for a little bit.
We're on about almost 10 minutes on Tinder. Let's get on to the issues, people.
Yeah, I think, we talked about this a little bit earlier today, was, the, like, random teen riots that have been going on.
There's been a lot of teen riots going on through America.
Teen riot. Pussy riot, baby. And, there's actually one here in a little old Jacksonville, Florida. It's
too close to home.
Too close to home, absolutely. And it's scary, you know? Do you have children? You have a little one at home? You have a little baby?
You need to sit down with them and tell them, hey, listen.
Do you love them?
Well, of course, they love them, but...
Don't send them to the movie theater, because you know what's going to happen is they're going to get pepper sprayed.
Well, listen, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there, Cliff, because we're not going to talk about how the police took action on the riots. They did... Exactly, they followed protocol and they did exactly what they needed to do. What this is about the teenagers that are getting out of control.
Yeah.
Because they have no parental guidance. The parents need to sit down with their babies from 2 to 3 years old and tell them, listen, you little shit.
Yeah.
If you're gonna fucking go out there and riot, you can just go out there and riot for your own food. And your own diapers and shit.
For your own diapers. I would think about it this way. Like, if 25 people, like, tried to bum rush a theater back in, like, the 1960s in Jacksonville, Like, there have been, like, 20... There have probably been, like, 20 people shot.
Yeah, there have been a lot of fatalities.
Killed. Yeah. Like, that's...
So I'm not blaming the police. They did what they had to do. I mean, yes, there were some people that probably had to go to the fucking hospital because they're overdramatic. Ooh, I got pepper sprayed. Get over it, you little bitch. You shouldn't have been bum-rushing the police.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just this mentality, dude. It's that gangster rap mentality, baby. And, you know, some of these kids have it. They think they're a little boozy.
Oh, they think they're hot shit.
You know, they think that they're the base god, and they just ride up in there and think they can see Tyler Perry's Madea for free. It don't work like that. You
Nothing
know?
In life is for free,
Tyler
people.
Perry wants to get paid, too. Okay? Tyler Perry doesn't work for you. Tyler Perry works for money. And, he's not getting any when you have 25 kids that are, like, 17-year-old rushing in on Christmas Day. Like, it's Christmas Day, like, on top of everything else. Like, maybe if it was, like, in the middle of summer, it's, like, really hot outside, and there's a long line, and people tried to bum rush in, that'd be understandable. But, like, you have just kids, it's, like, it's not even freezing outside, it's not hot, it's, like, nice day outside.
We're in Florida,
there's
people.
There's not a huge line, and they just, like, bum rush in, trying to get in for free. But, you know, that's using the law of... The law of large numbers. They think if you got a lot of people, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Hey, listen, I'm all for about civil rights, okay, people? I love taking over the system. But at the same time, let's have a good fucking reason to riot. Not because I want to see goddamn Tyler Perry's... What was that movie called?
Oh, Madea's Christmas.
Madea's Christmas. I don't want to riot because of that. I want to riot because my goddamn government's telling me that I can't smoke pot wherever I want or some bullshit like that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was
basically like an ignorant riot. It wasn't politically backed or anything like that.
No.
But it's just strange, and it would happen. It happened in New York too, where instead of it was in a mall, they just like ransacked a bunch of stores.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
There's no hurricane. There's no fucking tsunami going on.
Yeah.
Little shits. Just because your mommy didn't get you the new fucking Justin Timberlake CD doesn't mean you need to go bum rush the mall.
Right. Yeah. And.
Why are you hiding the vodka? Come on, man. Oh, pass the vodka.
There you go. Sorry. And how was everybody's Christmas? The holidays. Merry Christmas. You know, it's Hanukkah already passed, so, you know, happy Hanukkah too. You know, did you guys get some good presents?
I know I sure fucking did.
I'll tell you, I didn't get a lot of good presents. I got, my mom's a little bit of a jokester, and she got me vitamins and... pajama pants.
Well, everybody... I mean, I got so many fucking pajama pants. I always get pajama pants. Like, how many pairs of pajama pants does a boy really need?
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm just gonna, like, tear them all apart and make a sail for, like, a sailboat, dude.
Yeah?
With them.
You gonna run away?
Yeah. Like, sail down to the Bahamas or something like that. Dude, I gotta poop again, dude. This ranchkin is no joke, guys. If you actually get a ranchkin, dude, you guys gotta be careful. Don't plan on activities after that, because it comes in, like, three stages. It's like, you get your first stage, where it's like, you just feel super full, like you just ate a bowling ball, and you're satisfied. You just, like, want to just sit down on the couch and chill and watch, watch Iron Man 3. And then it comes to the point where, like, oh, dude, I kind of got to take a crap. And it's just like, I'm going to hold off on it. And so you hold off for maybe, like, 15, 20, 30 minutes. And then it's just like, and then it turns into, like, an emergency. Like, I know everybody's been in that situation. You've been somewhere, like, really awkward. And then you're just like, oh, my God, dude, I have to poop now. This is a problem. I think the worst situation with that is if you're, like, have you ever been on, like, a road trip or something, like, going down 95?
Oh, yeah.
But you're, like, in the middle of, like, that's I-10. Like, say you're on I-10 and you get in, like, the middle of the Ocala Forest. There's, like, no stops for, like, 50 miles.
Yeah.
It's, like, that's, like, one of the worst feelings in the world.
It's a nightmare.
There's only two feelings that are worse than that.
Childbirth.
Getting shot in the stomach.
Yeah.
And being, like, really seasick in, like, the middle of the ocean and, like, not being able to get back on shore. And that's what you're going to experience. So, yeah, you have first stage. You feel like you just want to chill. Then you kind of feel like you have to poop.
Cliff,
and you put it
Cliff,
up a little
Cliff,
bit.
Cliff, Cliff, Cliff. You're getting sidetracked here. We were talking about the issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that kind of is an issue. It's something everybody... Nobody really talks about that, though.
Explosive diarrhea is a big
problem.
It's not
even diarrhea. It's just emergency poops, dude. Nobody talks about emergency pooping.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's probably like a market you could get into, emergency pooping. Like, you could.
They already sell diapers.
Dude, what if it got that bad to where you actually buy, like, you're 22 years old and you buy diapers?
You're so only 22 years old and you're already buying diapers. You might as well just kill yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that would be kind of cool. Like, if you could get used to the feeling of just, like, wearing a diaper, and you could just, like, you could go anywhere. You wouldn't.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're wearing a diaper, you obviously need someone to change you, because you obviously can't wipe your own ass.
No, dude. You don't have
control
to
your bowels.
You just go to the nearest rest stop, and you just take off the swampy, disgusting
diaper?
Yeah, dude. I mean, if you're sitting, like, imagine this. You're wearing a diaper, you're on the highway, mm-hmm. and you just let one loose, dude. Like, in the middle
but
of your car.
But you're sitting down.
Oh, that's terrible. I know, dude. It's just going to go everywhere.
It's going to go all over your cheeks.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's going to go all over the place.
That's not going to be good. And if you got passengers, they're going to be like, what the fuck? You just shit your pants? And be like, oh, no, it's cool. I'm wearing a Depends.
Yeah, but, I mean, maybe. All I'm saying is you could probably invent a diaper to where, like, you just have, like, some of that weird, like, blue stuff that's at the bottom of, like, porta-potties, like, that crazy sanitized stuff, and just, like,
urinal
coat the
diaper.
Yeah, and just, like, coat the diaper in that, and then you could just poop wherever, dude.
Well, I mean, that's a wonderful theory, okay? I think it's better than a.
All right, Spencer, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been somewhere where you just wish you could poop, but you just, like, you didn't want to walk anywhere to go do it? Or, like, for me, like, I always look for, like, abandoned bathrooms where nobody's in. Mm-hmm. I can't poop in a bathroom where there's somebody else pooping.
Oh, it's very awkward to poop next to someone else.
Especially, like, if you're pooping and then someone comes into the stall next to you and just sits down and, like, you just
breathing
hear,
heavily and
yeah.
you hear the grunts.
And you just hear, like, them drop the seat and your heart just sinks. You're like, oh, God.
Now, you gotta wait till they're out until you can even push that fucking fat turd that's just holding your butt.
Or you can pull one of these moves, and you can flush, like, keep flushing the toilet
yep.
while you're pooping to
okay.
try to mask it.
That's good.
But, you know, the crazy thing is, like, you're completely anonymous. They're not gonna know who you are, so, like, why do you feel embarrassed? Unless they, like, recognize your shoes from underneath the...
Well, no, fuck that. I don't know why, but I do feel embarrassed when someone's sitting next to me and I'm pooping. But at the same time, you know what I came in here for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm pooping. If you didn't want to hear my poop, you probably shouldn't have came in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm just bad with that, dude. Like, especially if I'm at work, I will make trips, like, to a different building to poop in a different bathroom where there is nobody in.
You know for a fact there's no one in there.
Yeah, I will go and search for a bathroom, and I won't go until I find one where there's nobody in there.
Okay.
And maybe that's strange, and maybe I'm a weird person.
That sounds weird.
But I do it, dude. And that's just real talk for you guys. And I know we've been talking about poop and a lot, but you know what?
It's a lot better than the issues.
I think it's funny. So,
I think it's funny,
too. It's our podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. The
it's poop. Not going to get any better, folks.
It's the Poopcast.
Poopcast.
It's the Poopcast.
Should we change our name to Spencer and Cliff's Poopcast?
No, it's still going to be the Drinking Cast. And, hey, drink some more of that vodka.
Okay, got it.
And, so what else has been going on? Did you get any other good gifts?
I got to take a piss. You man the fort, Cliff.
All right, we're going to halt the recording.
Thank you, Cliff. That was terrible.
Yeah, we're just bringing a little intermission music for you. That was Aerosmith.
In E minor.
What is that song called?
Dream On.
Oh, Dream On. That's right.
Dream On. Dream On.
But, dude, Tyler... What was that guy's name?
Perry?
Tyler Perry. No.
Oh,
The guy from Aerosmith, the lead
it's
singer.
It's Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler, that's right. We're talking about Tyler Perry. Jeez. But nobody's ever mixed that up before in life.
I'm sure they have. That's an easy mix-up.
God. Dude, that dude is a champion. Like, he is so old.
Doesn't he battle cancer?
I don't think so. Is he?
I don't know.
It's like his skin is falling off. It's like he's permanently in an oven. He's just melting all day. It just looks like he's just drooping away.
Sucking dick all day. Those lips.
He does have some pretty brutal... I think he got him Botox, dude.
Oh, yeah.
As a man, would you get Botox?
Well, I mean, you gotta look at it from his point of view. For me, I would never do that. I don't even put lotion on my hands. But as a celebrity icon, Steven Tyler might... think that he needs that to keep up with today's image. And that's really
I can see that, but dude, think about it this way. Like, how many women has he been with in his life?
Probably not a lot, because he's a married man.
No, I mean, dude. Like, when he was in the band, he was not married, dude. He, like...
You sure?
In the early days?
Maybe in the early days. He was getting mad pussy.
Dude, it was crazy. Uh-oh. We had a vodka burp right there. Watch out.
That was a hot one.
Spencer's getting a little bit,
I thought I was about to lose it. Don't worry, we're good.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, I thought I was about to spew.
Yeah, but, I mean, Tyler, he's been with a lot of dudes. Steven Tyler.
He's been with a lot of dudes?
Yeah. I mean, think about, like, when you drink that much and you do that much heroin, like, crazy stuff goes down.
He did battle heroin.
Dude, yeah, he's been through a shit ton of heroin. And, like, you know who else has? I don't know if Prince has done heroin, but, dude, I'll tell you, Prince, he's definitely hooked up with a bunch of dudes before.
Oh, are you fucking kidding
me? There's no way he's not hooked up with a bunch of dudes.
There's no doubt in anybody's mind that he's not hooking up with dudes.
So, dude, if you think you got that famous, you're a musician, and, like, you just, like, entered this world, like, just drugs and drinking, do you think you could see yourself hooking up with a dude before?
You cannot compare me with Prince. I will fight you right now, dude. Stop that shit, okay? Because he was a faggot from day one. But since, because he made so much money and shit, he thought, okay, Dad, I'm gay. And his dad was like, all right, you're making millions. Before that, he was like, Dad, I mean, he was probably afraid of his parents where he had to do some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, I heard a crazy story about Prince. It was like, back in his heyday, I mean, he's still in his heyday,
heyday.
He's still making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But when he was, like, younger, still touring and doing a whole bunch of stuff, writing albums, I don't know how I heard this story, but supposedly he was hanging out with a couple girls, left the group with one of the girls, took her to, like, some random lake up north in, like, Minnesota. I don't know why he was in Minnesota. Maybe he's from Minnesota. I don't know where he's from, but... He took her up to this lake and got out, and they just, like, started swimming in the lake completely naked, you know, probably doing their thing in the lake.
Okay, that's cool. That's all right. I like that.
And what happens is he got out of the lake. The chick was still in there, and he goes, "Cleanse yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka."
Oh, that was from Dave Chappelle. I saw that.
I think it's based off a real story, though.
Oh, okay.
And he just left the chick completely naked, took all of her clothes, and... just rode out, just left this chick in the middle of the night at some random lake in the completely, like, rural, like, Minnesota. And, you know, it's permanently cold up there.
Well,
That's like...
I feel really bad for that girl, but at the same time, if I was, like, making that much money, he was probably going through, like, a really depressing time through his life where he was like, I don't give a fuck about you, I'm just gonna leave you. And, you know, cleanse yourself, bitch.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I feel really bad for that girl.
Yeah. Well, whenever you get that much money, you can do basically whatever you want.
Whatever you want. You can abandon women. You can kill women. You can whatever you want.
Oh. But,
Well. It's starting to... I feel like we're closing.
Oh, it's been a good... I think we should make it to 30 minutes.
I mean...
23 minutes. If you're still listening by now, you know, you're a champion because this is a pretty bad podcast. But,
I'd like to thank everybody who's gotten this far.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. And again, if you want to send us some emails about some Tinder stories, or maybe some actual facts about Prince, we'd really enjoy that.
Yeah. We want fun facts about Prince. Because honestly, that dude is a champion.
You keep saying that.
I'm serious, dude. He's a decent guitar player.
Oh, he rips.
Yeah. He's alright, I guess. But,
Purple Rain,
right. But, yeah, I don't know why I have a fascination with him.
Maybe because you're a faggot.
Yeah. That could be true. I don't know. There's something, it's like there's very few people in the world that have an aura, like, when they come in the room. Like I feel like that's dead. Like, do you know anybody, like, that you're friends with or that you know of that, like, they enter a room and, like, people immediately just, like, stop what they're doing, like, oh, wow. Like, it's, you know, they can sense when you're in the room. Like, Prince had that.
He did. He was he definitely had it. And
that's a move
he
of a champion.
Has it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's a champion. He can really charge it.
He's charging 24/7. He charges for sure. But yeah. So if you guys have any Prince stories, you could send them in. You know, I suspect that probably nobody will listen to this podcast.
I don't think anyone's going to listen to it.
We're going
to
put it up though. You know, maybe we'll get picked up. Maybe somebody will like it.
Maybe we just want a fan base. Come on, somebody like us. Come
on. We'll be able to quit our day jobs.
I don't know about that.
And we'll be able to make it like this, so...
I think, we're still trying to look for a closing, cliche statement.
Yeah, I think we're still going to work on that, because I can't think of anything right off the bat right now.
No, yeah. I think you should just play some guitar, and then maybe I'll do some ski bop, and then we'll tell these guys to fuck off.
All right, guys.